Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, You Are the Temple of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As the Jewish Passover was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple precincts, he came upon people engaged in selling oxen, sheep, and doves, and others seated changing coins. He made a kind of whip of cords and drove them all out of the temple area, sheep and oxen alike, and knocked over the money changers' table, filling their coins. He told those who were selling doves, "Get them out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace." The disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house consumes me." At this, the Jews responded, "What sign can you show us authorizing you to do these things?" "Destroy this temple," was Jesus' answer, "and in 3 days I will raise it up." They retorted, "This temple took 46 years to build, and you are going to raise it up in 3 days? Actually, he was talking about the temple of his body. Only after Jesus had been raised from the dead did his disciples recall that he had said this and come to believe that the Scripture and the word that he had spoken. The Gospel of our Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of St. John Lateran. Even though I'm a cradle Catholic, I had no idea what this feast was about. Sad reflection on my own personal Catholic catechesis. So I looked it up. Unlike the commemoration of other churches, this anniversary is a feast day, celebrating the parish church of the Pope, and in a sense, the parish church of all Catholics, since the Pope is our father and pastor. St. John Lateran is the Pope's church, the cathedral of the Diocese of Rome. Since the 4th century, it has survived fire, earthquakes, and the ravages of war, remaining the church where the popes were consecrated. It is dedicated to our Savior, St. John the Baptist, and St. John the Evangelist. But upon reflection, its importance can be seen as the spiritual home of the people who are the church. No wonder that we are given today's reading from John on this feast day. Our Lord was moved by anger, the only time he really lost his cool in the gospel. He came upon the temple being used as a secular marketplace and not a spiritual home, a place to be used for monetary gain, not spiritual communion with God. "And zeal for your house will consume me." Wrapped in zeal for the physical temple is Jesus' love for the temple that is the people of God, the true body of the church. I wonder how our God weeps when he sees the hatred and vitriol that his people use on each other in the name of religion, politics, and morality. He came to save us, to teach us about love, and how do we repay him? Many factions interpret zeal for his house as a mandate to elevate others that don't believe as they do. But Jesus' zeal was out of love, trying to make God's temple a place of prayer, where one can learn about the love of God and create a strong relationship with our Lord. Jesus wanted to push out the greed, the self-serving that keeps us away from the body and love of Christ. There was no hatred in his zeal, only the purpose of putting God first, realizing that all else flows from that. How do we get to the heart of God, to stand up to the truth of the gospel without hatred? Somehow we must put on Christ, be able to refrain from being drawn into hatred, learn to turn the other cheek, not only externally, but also internally. Learn to share the gospel and truth with love. Not an easy task. But Christ never said following him would be easy. We need to take heart from the second reading today, from the 1 Corinthians. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. On the feast of celebrating the dedication of St. John Lateran, know that we are celebrating not only the church of our Pope, but of the body of Christ, celebrating you who are God's temple. Therefore, live as the temple of God. You are holy. God's Spirit is in you. Listen to him.